This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire and the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalence.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the Associated Press is now calling the fighting between Israel and Hamas an all-out war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth, it started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.
And meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Denmark on the first stop of an unrelated tour of Nordic countries, said Monday the United States was ready to spring in to help if Israel and Hamas signal an interest in ending hostilities, but that the U.S. was not demanding that they do so. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday that the world has reached a situation of vaccine apartheid and was no longer just at risk of that status. Earlier, he called on COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make shots available to the COVAX vaccine sharing facility sooner than planned due to a supply shortfall left by Indian export disruptions. COVAX, which supplies doses to poorer countries, relies heavily on India's Serum Institute's exports of the AstraZeneca jab, but many of these are instead being used by the country as it battles a massive second wave of infections. The head of UNICEF on Monday asked G7 countries to donate supplies as an emergency measure to make up for the shortfall, estimated at 140 million doses by the end of May. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming 6 weeks as domestic demand for shots drops and global disparities in distribution have grown more evident. The doses will come from existing production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks, marking the first time that U.S.-controlled doses of vaccines authorized for use in the country will be shared overseas. It will boost the global vaccine-sharing commitment from the U.S. to 80 million. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider a major rollback of abortion rights, saying that it will take up a Mississippi bid to enforce a 15-week ban on the procedure. The court's order Monday sets up a showdown over abortion probably in the fall, with a more conservative court ready to consider dramatically altering nearly 50 years of rulings on abortion rights. The court first announced a woman's constitutional right to an abortion in the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Mississippi's ban had been blocked by lower courts as inconsistent with the Supreme Court precedent that protects a woman's right to obtain an abortion before the fetus can survive outside her womb. A Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department sex trafficking investigation into Representative Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. A longtime Gaetz associate, Joel Greenberg, appeared Monday in federal court in Orlando, Florida. He pleaded guilty to charges including sex trafficking of a minor and admitted he paid at least one underage girl for sex.